50 years ago, Canada's own Pierre Burton wrote an important book. Probably nobody's ever heard of it. You can still get it from Amazon. I checked last night. I think a first edition is $545, but you can get it for as little as a penny from a different supplier. And I recommend it. It's called The Comfortable Pew. He wrote it in response to what I call, I have not read the book, I'm sorry, but I'm taking his cue from the title. He wrote in what I've long felt to be the condition of modern Christianity, which is that basically we have domesticated the gospel. I bring this up because we don't feel that we have domesticated. I mean, it's business as usual, folks. I'll go to bed, I will get up, everything will be the same place, the same people, the same routines. But what will have changed with the thought of Advent? Advent is a strange season. It doesn't celebrate anything. It celebrates an emptiness, a void that we should feel as would-be Christians, but at least I don't. It's business as usual. As I've said, some wags said, well, Jesus announced the kingdom and what we got was the church. And the church settled in four square into history, making itself quite comfortable. Even imperious under the domination of the Roman Empire and European monarchies. We're comfortable here. So what is missing? What is missing? I do not have, and I regret to admit this, a palpable sense of absence. But I believe that's precisely what Advent's about. I should be conscious of something that's not here. And therefore, I have this great void. So, what is to be here? That's an enormous question, I think. And that's why I've dared to put out this article, Christ's Rabble, I think it's entitled. There are copies of it on that table across from where you picked up your things. If you want one, read it at your risk. It's a dangerous article. As I said last week, I have read Common Wheel for over 60 years, and I've never had my ecclesiastical back teeth rattled so deeply and so profoundly as I have when I read this article. And for the life of me, no matter how hard I wiggle, I can't escape the belief that what that man wrote about the gospel is in fact what the gospel is about. Is in fact what the Christian life is supposed to look like. And that's where the business of the comfortable pew comes in, and the sense of the domestication of the Christian message. I mean, we're entering the season of good cheer. What does that really mean? What are we cheery about? More importantly, what are we sad about? Because Advent is a penitential sign. We wear purple vestments. We have purple candles. The glory is omitted for masses. All those celebratory elements that should mark the Christian life are now held in abeyance until Christmas comes. But again, it is of utmost importance, I believe. I am deeply, deeply to my roots convinced that we are missing the sense of absence. We don't think anything's wrong, really. I'm all right, Jack. You know? that fatuous novel of so many years ago. Our pew has become quite comfortable. We're indistinguishable, I would suggest, from our neighbors, whether they be pagan, atheist, Jew, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, Protestant, whatever. And again, I lay it at the foot of the Catholic Church, we have not articulated the example of Jesus. We have not, except in rare cases like Francis of Assisi, you know, the one where our emblematic saint, here's Frank, where are the rest of us are a bunch of flops, but here's Frank, he made it. As if he's some kind of wild exception. He's not supposed to be. He's not supposed to be. So I ask myself all week, Trojak, what do you miss? What is missing from your life? The God who is missing from your life. You know? Of course, in a frighteningly large measure, God is missing from my life. And that's why it was enormously salutary to be jolted awake again by this art. You read it at your peril, unless you read it as a mere curiosity, a trifle, a bagatelle. This guy is not trifling. This guy is not trifling. And he holds mirrors up, at least he did to me. Where are you? What do you miss? What is absent? What is the felt absence in your life? Not God. It's not God. Which opens up a whole roster of other concerns. Cheeriness is not the primary Christian virtue, despite all the card makers and the holiday songs and all this other stuff. Cheeriness is not the primary Christian virtue. Love is. And I can't say how often I've quoted this line that Dorothy Day loved, no mean Christian herself. Love is a harsh and dreadful thing. If you don't believe it, read that article.